Hey there, check out a new limited series podcast brought to you by Hello Hot Flash called Christian Women and Menopause. Strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. In this 21-episode limited series podcast, I share how biblical principles help me navigate my menopause journey. Christian Women in Menopause launches April 23rd on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. I'm so happy to be here today with my friend Lisa. Lisa, how are you doing?
I am doing good. It is 3:16 and I am still awake, so I'm happy.
That's awesome. That's why we're here today, you guys. We are having a lifestyle conversation. If you have been listening to the podcast, you know a couple months ago, I started these coaching sessions where we come on, talk about what's going on, set some goals, and then I help folks walk through some really easy things that you can do to implement to help you feel better. So Lisa was gracious enough to let me pick on her.
Yes. I want all the knowledge and all the info.
All of the info. And before we get off, Lisa, we were chatting a little bit before you guys. Lisa has an amazing business. So make sure that we talk about that before we end our conversation. All right.
Well, thank you very much. I wouldn't mind plugging it in towards the end at all.
I'd love for you to do that. So let's get started. What I like to do first is talk a little bit about your goals. So what is your number one goal around your health?
Energy. Number one is energy. I think of all the things that I want to accomplish and get done. And not only do I think time has its limitations, but I also think that my energy levels have more than any other time in my life have created restrictions.
What do you think is blocking you?
My need to sleep.
And let's go on deeper. What do you think is blocking your ability to sleep?
I at one point in time, so we're into the new year, and I was one of those that participated in dry January. I mean, this energy issue has been a little bit of an ongoing problem for me in the past few years. And I know I'm getting older, and pretty much anytime you go to a doctor, that's what it's chalked up to. Yeah. You're feeling that way because you're 47. So of course you should be depleted.
Yeah.
While I'm thinking to myself, I'm 47. I shouldn't be depleted. Like I'm only 47. Yeah. So I participated in the dry January thinking that while the removal of the toxins, hopefully that will help me sleep better at night. And 100%, I would be lying if there wasn't somewhat of improvement, but it still didn't give me the zap, that burst that I was looking for.
Okay. So still looking for a couple ways to increase your energy.
Yes. So
you talked about that one main goal. Are there any other goals that you were trying to accomplish?
Well, of course, I would like to still fit into my wardrobe in my closet that I have put a lot of time and investment into.
And it's cute, you guys. I've seen
it. I am not willing to let this go.
All right. I get it. That's key with everyone. Let's focus on the energy, because if we get the energy right, then that's going to help. It's part of that trickle down impact. So we'll focus on energy. I want to have more energy. Let's start by, if you have a pen and paper, you can jot these down or I'll share the recording with you. Let's start with a realistic timeline. So what are you looking at before you think you should be back to where you need to be?
So I would love to be back to where I feel I should be tomorrow. Actually, 10 minutes after we get off this call, I would like to be there.
All right. So let's say that I can magically do that for you.
Yes. And you know, I also would love more focus.
Scroll, right? So let's say that, I said, Lisa, if you could, 10 minutes after we got the call, you could have more energy. Talk to me a little bit about what do you think you would have to do in order to make that habit or make that happen for you?
I don't know. Like, I think of the things that, like, what I'm going to tell you are just the things that I've read up on, that I don't really know if these are the things that I should be doing. Like, I think to myself, I need to eat a handful of blueberries or take a 20-minute cat nap. Those are the things that I think that may help, like removing fried food from my diet, which honestly, I don't really eat that much fried food to begin with. But I think of those things. And I think maybe those would help, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah. So you're on the right track, food, movement, and so forth. So I'll just run through a couple. First, changing your diet is going to help you with your energy. So we'll go a little deeper into what that could look like because I hate to talk about what you need to eliminate. I like to talk about what you can add,
I
the
love that.
whole new variety of foods and new opportunities for you when it comes to eating. Exercise is going to help you with energy, but I know it's kind of that give or take. You have to feel better sometimes in order for you to begin to exercise. Find ways to release stress. I know you have a spouse and kids and two businesses.
Yes.
So you're very, very busy. So finding a way to relieve stress is important. Sleep, which we've already talked about, and eliminating caffeine and alcohol. So you're a step further on
I'm
that.
okay with the alcohol. I'm not okay with the caffeine.
Yeah, talk to me about that real quick. Like what types, just pop or
I don't drink pop. I
okay.
don't. No soda pop in my life. I haven't for probably, gosh, over 10 years now.
Wow, okay.
Coffee, however, is an obsession. So it's the I wake up at 5:30 in the morning and I do. I start my coffee drinking then and I probably end around 10. And that's what then I swap it to green tea.
Okay. All right, we'll circle back to that real quick. All right, so sleep, limiting caffeine and alcohol, and then drinking more water. So people
Yes.
don't understand the impact that water has because you will hear that and you think that is so silly. Yeah, you have your water
My
bottle.
mini water.
Right. That's so silly. Why do I need to drink more water? And that's the advice that everyone gives. That's because our body is made up of so much water, and a lot of times when we're hungry, when we don't feel like we have enough energy, we're simply dehydrated, and drinking water will help you feel have more energy. Let's look at three of those things. So we talked about diet, exercise, reducing stress, sleeping, eliminating caffeine and alcohol, and drinking water. So out of the six, let's look at three. Let's start with drinking water. For me, I know this sounds weird, but when I know I'm not getting enough, I have a very cute thermos that I thermos. That's a such a 1980s word.
But listen, I'm a 76 girl. I knew exactly what you
Oh, thank you. So I
meant.
have a cute thermos that I drink out of, and I don't know why. It's probably psychological. I drink more water during the day when I have that near me, and I'm not the only. I've talked to so many people that I've told to just change or get something really cute, and they're like, "Oh my goodness, it makes so much of a difference." Again, it might just be something that we're playing within our mind, but if it works, it works. So I would try that for the first thing. Also, I think it's important that we remind ourselves. So I set a timer to get ready for bed. I set a timer to get up. I set a timer
Wow.
to, a timer for gratitude, because I want to try to wake up an hour before I feel like getting out of the bed so I can just read the scripture or do whatever I need to do. And
Okay.
then during the middle of the day, you're so busy. So at 10:15, my alarm goes off and I'm like, oh, I'm grateful because I'm alive and I'll keep moving. Or sometimes I spend a half hour talking about gratitude. So I think alarms are important. So setting an alarm maybe every hour, just for a couple weeks or even a couple of days, is to start that trigger. And when you hear the alarm, you drink. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So my grandson is a vegetarian. He's only two, he'll be three tomorrow. So we're constantly saying, drink some water, drink your milk. We got to get you enough calcium in and so forth. That is the same thing that we need to do as adults, just continue to remind ourselves of what we need to do. I love challenges, competitions, and playing games. So you have kids at home. So maybe it's a little competition with one of your kids, like, hey, if mom doesn't drink X amount per day, then I'll do 10 push-ups kind of thing. And if you have kids like mine,
Yes.
we're going to drink because they will force you to do the push-ups.
No, 100%. That is true. They would
Yeah.
enjoy it.
A lot of little small things that we can do in order for us to get more water in our body. You are going to start to see a spike in your energy just by simply doing that. The next thing is around diet. So you want to make sure that you're eating foods that are low in the glycemic index, which means that they don't have a lot of sugar in them because the sugar impacts your body and your energy. So even some things that are quote unquote good for us, if there is a lot of sugar content in that food, that could spike your energy and then bring your energy back down real quickly. So focusing on things like quinoa, sweet potatoes, apples, pears. Actually, I looked this up two times when I was looking at it one day. Dates, which I consider super sweet, but they're low in glycemic index. So
Oh,
date,
wow.
right, raw carrots, lentils, things like that. So changing your diet to focus on that. Again, look at it like instead of I have to eat less of whatever you like to eat, I now get to eat more of whatever these foods are. So slowly adding those into your diet. And then the last one is stress. So what makes you happy, Lisa?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. There are a lot of things that make me happy.
All right.
I am happy in this moment. I do. I am inherently that person. This is not to say I don't get stressed out because, especially this week, it's been quite the week. I usually always try to focus in on the positives because we know the stressors and the hard stuff always comes. And I mentally can do that. This is where I'm hoping to get a little guidance from you because mentally, I have worked myself and I know mentally I will always go on and I will always still do the task at hand, no matter what, stress, positive, negative, whatever it may be. I'm on it and I will not be swayed. But I can feel it internally. Like I physically can still feel the stressors inside. And if I'm gonna be honest, like that's where I have the most difficult time because I'm not your crier. Which I do firmly believe when people have the ability to cry and let it out, it's the greatest thing. And I am not that person. So, any which help I can get on how to physically get rid of those stressors, I am in.
So, do you know where the stress, and you don't have to share, but do you know where the stress comes from?
Oh, just from outside crap that happens in our lives that we have no control over.
So I think the one thing, if you when you start to pinpoint exactly where that stress comes from, then you get to make a decision about that stress. You said that you can just kind of plug away and move forward and so forth, but if that's not helping you, maybe you're not making the decision that's supporting you. So a lot of times it could be confronting that stress. So my stress physically showed up on my neck and in my sciatic nerves. And it took a while for me to understand not the source of stress, because I knew the stories, but like exactly what was going on within that source of stress. Once I did that, I had to make that decision. All right, I'm not going to allow this to happen anymore. I verbally confronted in a nice manner, verbally confronted the stress. Kid you not, it took probably like a week or two, but all of this up in my neck and shoulder after been there for almost 2 years was it started to subside. It was completely amazing. Uncover exactly what the stress is, and a good way to do that is by journaling. So I know people don't give journaling the credit that it needs it.
Oh, listen, I do a weekly newsletter. So it's like not only am I journaling, but I'm blasting it out to everyone.
So, but do one for Lisa.
Okay.
You're sharing your energy, you're sharing your information with everyone, but what does Lisa really need? Write that down. Write down the gratitude, write down the good, the bad, the ugly. I always say I'm an angry journaler. I don't even know if that's a word, but that's my phrase. The way I was able to figure out what was actually going on is by going back through my journal. I'm like, oh, every time I have this type of conversation with this person, a couple of days later, I talk about how much stress I feel or how, my stomach feels nauseous. I started to relate the two together. So use journaling as a tool to help you get to the real root cause of the stress. And then it's a lot about making a decision about what you're going to do, having a bold conversation, removing yourself from certain situations. changing lifestyles pattern. I changed driving patterns for quite a while. Like it was little
Yeah.
tiny things that I knew was impacting my overall health, and I just started making those decisions. So hopefully that helps some. In your mind, can you think about some things that you can do? Again, you don't have to verbalize, but.
I definitely can think in my mind some things that I can do, but the one thing that I know that I will act on that you said is the actual Lisa, what do you need? Instead of help just throwing everything out there for everyone else, being journaling just about me,
Yeah, just about you and just for you. Don't
my
forget.
emotions, my feelings.
Don't forget the good parts, because a lot, if you're like
Oh,
me,
heck yeah.
and I'm like, I need the good parts. I just need the bad stuff to be written down. I think I've thrown all of those journals away, but I think that's really important. That's when we start to get in tune with ourselves. And then, what do you enjoy to do that's Lisa centric, like no one else? It does, it's not a family thing, anything. What is for you, just for you?
So my love language is all about time with people I love.
Okay.
So, and I do truly, truly enjoy that. I love people. I'm a social being and I feed off of energies. I enjoy the coffee out with a friend, the glass of wine out with a friend, or going bowling, whatever it may be, walk in the park. I do love that as well. Any of those things I do enjoy.
What are you doing to do that on a regular basis, once a week?
Oh, 100% I do.
Okay, you're doing that once per week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. That's awesome. I know you are. I love when we got together for coffee once. I'm like, that's really awesome. You're doing that and you love that and you're enjoying it and it helps you relieve the stress. Is there either another thing that you may need to add? Or do you need to up the ante on that a little bit? If you're
I
spending,
would love to up the ante on that. Unfortunately, I still have work to do.
I know, right? So let's say you add another hour per, you're already using an hour per week. Let's say you add another hour per week. What would that look like to you? Time, emotionally, physically?
I think if I added another hour, 100%, just having conversations with people, that to me provides me such a ramp up of energy. Like, I do know, like, I won't need 10 minutes after this call with you. Like, I already feel the energy coming back first
Yeah.
starting this. So, I mean, that's just who I am. I'm an energy and a conversation, and I love people and I need them, and I love that.
Yeah.
Now, listen, if you were not nice, then you would be, I would happily remove a stressor of
Yeah, I think I've learned that about you too. Okay, so
that
let's think about this seriously. So let's say that you're already at 1 hour per week. Let's think about adding 2 additional hours per month. In your mind, right now, if you think about it, how can you carve out that time?
I think if I probably remove the amount of hours that I'm still working on the weekend and carved out time for brunch, that would be achievable. At least one other, like once a month.
All right. So in the month of March, which weekend do you plan on doing that?
The weekend after the 17th,
Okay, so
right?
so that would be the weekend before the holiday. All right, and then you don't have to say this out loud. Who are you going to invite? Who fills your cup the most? If you're taking your time, adding someone to your calendar, if you think of all of your friends, who fills your cup the most? Think about that person. Don't say anyone because you don't make anyone else mad. But they'll know when they get
I'm
the
gonna say it's Stephanie, and we
invitation.
just made it.
I'll see you the weekend after the 17th. So
Oh,
I hope that was helpful, like walking through those things. I think the most important part is we often don't think about what we need ourselves and we're thinking about everyone else. And once we can get to what we need, that really helps us. Now I'm going to head back to the caffeine, coffee specifically, for just a moment.
no.
I'm coming back to you. I want to give you another treat that I've discovered. I don't know your medical history. Again, nothing you need to share. But if everything's clear and good, I drink mushroom coffee. So I'll either use reishi. A lot of times I combine. So reishi turkey tail are the two I love the most. It has the richest, most in-depth flavor to it. It's so good. And you need like a quarter teaspoon. I go down to an eighth because I'm like a wimp on everything. So yeah, and just with some hot water. And then sometimes I'll use beet sugar or monk fruit in it. And that totally replaces caffeine, coffee, and well, which is caffeine, but and dessert as well. I feel like
Oh.
I am drinking this very extravagant dessert when I have mushroom coffee. Plus, it's good for your body. It's good for your immune system. It's good for your brain health as well. So you're doing something good and still getting the little extra boost that you need.
I will give that a try.
Give that a try. Give that a try. And then ask yourself also the connection between you waking up and wanting the coffee right away. Does it go back to something that a trigger that you had, a habit that you built, like in
Oh,
college,
it's a
like that? Yeah.
yes, but you would be proud. In college, I would go to the coffee shop on campus and I would get a venti coffee and I would have like four syrups in it, and then I would add seven equals.
My goodness. Please tell me you cut some of those out.
Oh yes, now it is straight up coffee with a little bit of milk and two regular sugars.
Okay. All right.
Regular sugars. But yes, that is I remember my friends on campus would tell me, Lisa, if you keep drinking that, your eyeballs are going to pop out of your head. We saw a study that we read up about equal and
I saw the same study. No, just transition for you might be monk fruit to replace the sugar,
Okay.
and then start like half and half, maybe half coffee, half mushroom, and then three quarters, a quarter, and then go over to the mushroom. And then when we get off the call, I will give you the name of the company that I use. Oh, I'll just tell you.
Thank you.
It's called Real Mushrooms. I don't know why.
Real mushrooms? Okay.
It's a big secret. But yeah, it's called Real Mushrooms. I love their stuff and I love where they grow and how they grow the mushrooms there.
And the monk fruit?
Monk fruit, I just get it on Amazon.
Okay.
So, do you have any other questions for me? I hope this was helpful.
This was very helpful. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Tell everyone about your amazing business.
So, I am the founder, CEO of Dandelion Inc., which Dandelion Inc. is a community of women, and we connect, develop, and grow. So, we offer one-on-one social hours, which is a mentorship in whatever field that you want to hone in on, and like if it's social media, if it's your business plan, if it is community outreach, we focus in on those areas. We have our monthly workshops, which also hone in on those specific branches as well. And then we also have our Dandelion discussions, in which we get together because, again, I am a social being and energy. And those are definitely those moments that I walk away completely rejuvenated. And it is when we all gather together and we have a guest speaker talk about a specific area that they want to tell the world. And then, of course, the discussion happens. It's not just Q&A, it's an actual discussion that happens afterwards.
That's amazing. And what's the website?
So, www.dandelion-inc.com. And that's INC, not INK, dash INC.com.
Awesome. And I'll put information in the show notes as well. Lisa, once again, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Stephanie, thank you for everything.
Of
And
course.
I'm gonna get that real mushroom and monk.
All right. Monk fruit.
Hello,
Everyone, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. If you're interested in having a lifestyle conversation with me, make sure you check out the show notes and let's schedule some time to talk with one another. Here's to your health. Did you know that you can be a guest on Hello Hot Flash? Well, you can. I'm inviting you to have a lifestyle conversation with me. During our 30-minute chat, we'll come up with a strategy that will help you reach your health and wellness goals, and it's completely free. Check out episode 119 to hear an example of a lifestyle conversation, and then head over to HelloHotFlash.com. Scroll down and click on free resources. You will see a link to schedule your lifestyle conversation. Spaces are limited. I cannot wait to have a lifestyle conversation with you. Here's to your health.